All right, this is another sign that robots are taking over the world.
Really?
Yes. In Florida, a dentist is using cutting-edge dental robot technology to perform implant procedures.
No, I don't want that in my mouth.
The Yami is trained to drill into a patient's jaw.
It has a name?
Yes, Yami. Apparently, patients feel nervous at first, but then they are calmed down when they realize that there's no worries. I'm sorry, no.
They calm down when the laughing gas sets in.
When I say, ouch, I want it to stop.
Right.
That robot won't stop.
He got no feelings, man. No. He doesn't care about me.
Again, robots have gone too far when they turn into dentists.
Truth.
No.
Truth.
No.
All right.
No.
Everybody's been talking about John Cena's being naked on the Oscars and wondering, was he actually fully naked on the Oscars? Well, no, he wasn't. Apparently, he was wearing a flesh-colored modesty pouch.
I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see him.
Couldn't see him, man.
It's a modesty pouch, which, you know, is a pouch in which you remain modest and, you know, put things in. His butt was covered, too, so there were no chances of him being on any sort of list. And then Variety Magazine also says that the envelope was attached to the pouch. So there was no chance of, like, a Janet Jackson becoming a John Cena in the modern vernacular.
Velcro. It's everywhere. Yeah. You want to be and more.
The worst places. God.
So Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, has offered to buy TikTok. He wants to turn it into a new American company.
How much money is it to buy TikTok?
I have no idea, but U.S. lawmakers want to ban TikTok because they say it's a Chinese company and they believe they're sharing secrets, personal information with the government and all that stuff. So Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary's like, maybe an opportunity. That's a lot of money just to see if it works.
Remember, Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion. So I would assume TikTok would be worth at least double that.
Well, talk is cheap. We'll see if he walks that talk.
Now, I've talked about John Cena. I would like to wonder what it would be like if Stone Cold Steve Austin read the top most annoying songs of all time. The top five. You ready for it?
I am ready.
All right. Number five, Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, sir.
Number four, Baby, Justin Bieber.
Yes, sir.
Number three, Baby Shark by Pink Fong. Number two, Friday, Rebecca Black. Number one, Barbie Girl by Aqua. I want to refute that. I would like to refute Barbie Girl by Aqua as being very annoying.
Top five ugly, annoying songs. Interesting.
Because Stone Cold said so.
19.5 million people, including yours truly, watched the Academy Awards on Sunday. That is up 4% from last year, so something was right. The time change made it feel like the Super Bowl kind of a feeling. You know, it was earlier in the day.
Sure.
And there was all that pre-party, and then, of course, the Stone Cold, and then, of course, the John Cena.
Stone Cold wasn't there, Steve.
He should have been. It would have been even higher. It would have been $20 million.
Smash the two beers and just get it popping.
Did you see the Kobe Bryant memorial statue is under fire now?
Yes, I did see this.
Apparently, there are typos in the statue.
There are.
I saw them. It's like, are you kidding me? How did you not proofread that?
They misspelled two players' names.
Tom was Vom, V-O-M, instead of T-O-M.
Right. And then they misspelled Jose Calderon's last name as Jose Calderson.
And decision was spelled wrong twice.
Yeah.
And they were above each other. They were side by side and somebody didn't see
that. But the Lakers are working right now on fixing that stuff. I don't know how much money that would cost, but truthfully, there is no like dollar amount to fixing the statue of the most famous player to ever play for your franchise.
How would you not even see that the first time?
That would be like if the Michael Jordan statue in the UC at the United Center said Michael Gordon on the side of it. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
You would know there was something wrong. And we end on a sad note. Eric Carmen, known for his hits like this one, Hungry Eyes, All By Myself.
Oh, geez.
He passed away at the age of 74 yesterday.
Is this Dirty Dancing?
It was from Dirty Dancing.
Is it Dirty Dancing? Okay.
Hungry Eyes. Yeah, he gave us that song. Passed away in his sleep, and his wife said he took great joy knowing that his music brought joy to so many people and that he was at peace knowing that those songs would live forever.
Truthfully, it did. I mean, this song, every time it comes on, wherever you're at, if you're at the bar or wherever, like, this is just one of those ones you're like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Mostly in an elevator. Like, oh, yeah, that's Hungry Eyes. That's how I remember it.